There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So when I left Dubai 92 back in the day, about 3.5 years ago now, had to choose a few songs that I would like to play when I left, the last songs that played out from me on Dubai 92. And I also had this song on my business cards. Like, we had to, when I first started around 10, 11 years ago, they were doing business cards, and to be quirky, they were like, oh, tell you what, pick a song that you like and then we'll do a little phrase from it on the back of your business cards. So I picked this song. So it's been kind of a thread throughout radio. So I thought I'll play it on my last show. I hope you like it. He's not a very well-known artist.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, low. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That was no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow out.
Bowie,
are you sure?
Depends how you choose to pronounce it. There's no wrong answer.
Okay, David Bowie.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And Dubai I-103.8. This is The Ticket. You've tuned into the right station if you're thinking, hang on a minute, that's Nats from Dubai 92. It is Nats from Dubai 92, but she was in here and I was like, do you know what? Get on the microphone, it's my last show. Talk to me. And she went, no, I can't. What if I swear?
It's a very emotional day. There's high chances that I might.
Yeah. Aww, we have had some fun. over the years on the radio.
12 years of working together.
I know, and I'll never forget the time I asked you to spell calendar.
Yes.
And that was the time you did swear.
I probably still don't know how to spell it. I'm never going to forget when you confused a Condora with a car.
I know, and I never will forget that either, because people send that audio to me regularly.
Because it really is radio gold.
Should I put that in my show reel?
You probably should, yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know, I think around the world there may be people who are like, what's the problem with this? It's obviously a car. Is a Condora a car as well?
No.
No, you can't. You can't get away with that.
Okay.
We can't make that a thing.
Hey, if you just tuned in and you're like, she's still not gone yet, then I am going today. This is my last show. But if you're thinking, hang on, I haven't heard that she's leaving even, then I am. I'm disappearing. I booked my flights yesterday. So I booked. I managed to get the best deal ever. I used my Skywards points to book Simon's flight. So I ended up paying 820 dirhams for an Emirates flight to Birmingham.
Score.
And then on my Donata credit card, I have Donata travel points. You got to go in to spend them. But I went in, lovely lady there. I ended up paying 1200 dirhams for my flight. With the points, because I had about 1,300 dirhams points. Isn't that amazing?
Well done.
Yeah, she's made out like a bandit.
Mm. I feel like I won with that one. So Eid is upon us this weekend. I think it's come really fast this year. I've really enjoyed Ramadan. The pace of life in Dubai. Not looking forward to the heat wave this weekend that everyone's talking about.
Well, you've got an eternity of days off to enjoy just chilling out at home. So it's not like you have to be out and about running around trying to make the most of it.
I'm going to stay in the shade. Do we have plans for the weekend?
Just chilling out with you, hopefully.
Yeah, chilling out, eating lots of nice food, watching television shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
I guess is going to be the plan.
There's going to be free fireworks to go and take in around the city as well, down at Murdiff City Centre, I think.
Oh, lovely. And has anyone got any tips on what to watch over the weekend?
The Staircase is the one that everybody's going on about. Some kind of trial crime thing that I'm sure you've either watched or know all about.
I watched it in 2009. Back in the day, there's three new episodes. So don't do what I... In fact, I'm not even going to say it because I might do a spoiler on the radio. I spoiled it for a few of my friends by asking them a question about it. And they went, what? We're only on episode two. What have you done?
Yeah, please don't spoil it.
So it first came out in 2009 and they just released new episodes?
No, it came out in 2006, I think. Then I watched it in 2009 and it's the same documentary now on Netflix, but the last three episodes are brand new because they revisit.
Yeah, say no more.
Things that might have happened. So brunches are going to be making a comeback very soon. Do you have a favourite?
Do you think brunches in the heat?
I think it's all you can do in the heat, apart from the cinema.
Food-wise, the Westin Bubblicious brunch for me.
You like it?
Yeah. I can never get in all the food in the time allocated for me to do so.
I enjoy Loka. A little bit slower. They usually have some live music.
All right. So now we know what you're saying. It's younger. We get it. So anyway, it is a great way to escape. And believe it or not, over the weekend, there is a great bunch that I've just found that I wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up on. I spoke to the man who runs it, Chef Jiva.
This brunch is, it caters to all, to the families, to the young crowd, to the tourists, because Armani Deli is also linked to at the top entrance. So we have a good flow of tourists. Also, we are Burj Khalifa residents. So it's a very informal, all-Italian brunch. Very casual, different stations when you go from one part of the restaurant to another part. So we have food all around. I personally love bruschetta with different topics, and we have bruschetta with the artichoke cream, with the olive tapenade, which is very classic, with the sun-dried tomato cream. So from the prawns, the lobster tails, octopus, green mussels, scallops, we also do scallop, kind of a ceviche or tuna tartar. The brunch starts from 12 o'clock, it goes on up till 9 o'clock. And that's the beauty of this brunch. In the past, if you are late for the brunch and you arrive 2 o'clock and you just have one and a half hours to finish, the entire brunch. So here, you can come, relax, and time is, there is no limit. So you can just take it easy, go course by course, and enjoy the entire brunch. More and more people are coming to know about it. So there is no rush. People are, coming at 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and carrying on till the evening. I would say this is a unique, the longest brunch in town, I would say. I have not seen any brunch with this kind of timing.
I went to one about, oh gosh, it must be about 6 or 7 years ago now, which was a 12-hour brunch. And you could leave it and go back again. But that was a messy brunch. It wasn't like yours.
Right. Okay.
Tell me, chef, what do you think is different at the Armani brunch to any other one in town apart from the timings?
At any given point of time, we have almost 50 cheeses to choose from raclette cheese to Caprese to provolone to Emmental Brie, which is the basic one, Manchego, which is a Spanish cheese, Brie, Camembert, you name it. It's a huge, huge selection. You just have to come and try it out. Honestly, wonderful.
How important are the crackers?
I think they are quite important for me.
Me too.
Otherwise, it gets very cheesy. You know what I mean?
I have been to a lot of brunches in Dubai where they'll have amazing cheese rooms, but then they just haven't even thought about the crackers and they're like, oh, just go get some Arabic bread.
No, we always keep the crackers. Crackers all around. Even we shifted the entire bread selection in the cheese room. For me, it's important, I think, to have the crackers with the cheese.
VJ, I'm so glad to hear that. We can be friends.
Yeah. It's like Mr. Armani's home. You come to his home and you relax and chill out and move around. That's how the whole concept of vitrine. It's not exactly buffet, but people are serving you behind the counters. You don't have, most of the stations don't have the direct access as in other hotels. So basically the chefs have to serve you and they can also suggest. So there is a level of interaction. But the atmosphere is very relaxed. That's the whole idea about being Armani Delhi. It's totally different. It's very relaxed. It's not very formal. It's a very informal atmosphere. Just be at home.
Have you ever been to Mr. Armani's house?
I went to Milan a couple of times. I didn't get a chance myself to meet Mr. Armani in Milan. But I stayed in Armani Hotel in Milan. I have felt that Armani experience. The entire Armani corporate office is at the back of the hotel. You know, I've been to their offices, but not have met Mr. Armani myself. But I have served him when he came here for the opening. And I have interacted with him, although he speaks very little English. But he's a thorough gentleman and is such a nice, easygoing person. Very, very down to earth with a very simple approach.
Do you like the sound of that, the Armani Deli brunch?
It does sound delicious.
Italians, eh? What else do we know about Italians, Natalie Chariot? They are very emotional.
Yes, we're very feisty, emotional. We love food, live
Liars
to eat.
Liars about football.
What?
Is that in there?
It's a bit too soon. We're not in this year's World Cup. It's that's below the belt there.
Because they don't let the liars in anymore, do they?
Wow.
Ouch. Sorry to all the other Italians who are listening. Loads of messages are coming in, which is really nice because I was feeling like, what if nobody messages to say bye today? I'll be devastated.
And people are really going to miss you. Linda said, good luck, Steph. We're going to miss you. Another listener said, you will be missed. School pickups won't be as fun. All the best. By the way, don't like the song.
I love that.
You don't like Boy Bowie? That's crazy. Everyone likes Boy Bowie.
And then another listener said, Steph, leaving Dubai, you're kidding me. She was literally the reason I started listening. So sad news, and you'll be dearly missed.
Jocelyn, keep listening.
Yeah, definitely. Jocelyn has said, farewell, Steph. We'll miss you. You were my favorite radio presenter. Wish you the best. And happy birthday in advance. Is it your birthday?
It's my birthday. When?
Tuesday, the
19th. Tuesday.
I like how you had to turn to someone else to answer that.
This is the thing about Natalie Chariot. She's like Rain Man when it comes to birthdays.
It's true.
I could fire any birthday. In fact, let's do this. Okay.
But be realistic. They have to have told me their birthday at least once.
Okay. Tim Elliott?
It's July 29th.
That is so freaky.
Amazing. Let's think of guests. Oh, no. Helen Farmer.
I want to say
Dubai today.
I want to say either I want to say July 5th. That's what I want to say.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
I can't say if you're right or not. Brandy Scott from Business Breakfast.
Brandy Scott, November 20th or 21st, sometime in November. I think she told me once, either that or I'm really missing out by a month and it's like October 20th.
Oh my gosh. And I always forget yours, which I always feel dreadful about because she doesn't tell me until 2 days after.
I don't tell her at all. And then months later, she comes storming into the studio and tells me off for it. How am I the one who is at fault here because I didn't remind you it was my birthday?
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.